Our next game is about sounds you'd hear in college. The most exciting sound of my college career was the sound of unwrapping string cheese in the library. Football, it's a big deal in Texas. Yep. From high school all the way up to the pros, and this audio game is inspired by those unpaid college athletes who make other people rich. I'm going to play you a sound you'd hear at a college football team's home stadium. You are going to ring in and identify the school or the team. The points are doubled. Stevie, stay in the lead, and you go to the final round. Clarissa, you need to get more points, or you have to listen to a college student explain why he's voting third party. Here we go. After this Morgantown-based Big 12 team wins a home game, its fans sing an on-the-nose John Denver song.
Country roads, take me home.
Clarissa.
West Virginia?
Yep, we'll take it. West Virginia University. I know you were going in the right direction, and the point is yours. Pro tip, never call someone a mountain mama. Saying. This Blacksburg University's mascot looks like a turkey, but they want you to know it's not necessarily a turkey. Even if you hear this sound in the stadium, remember, it's not a turkey. Okay. It's a technical university east of West Virginia. It's your hint. Clarissa.
University of Virginia?
Sorry, can't accept that. Stevie, can you steal?
Virginia Tech?
Yeah, that's right. And that's the Hokie Bird. The Hokies, right? The team's the Hokies, and that's the sound of the Hokies bird, which is, it's a made-up bird. They just, they took the most frightening bird, a turkey, and managed to make it more frightening.
Yeah.
You'll hear this 130 decibel sound every time this train-themed Big Ten team from Indiana scores a touchdown.
Indiana State.
Stevie says Indiana State. Good guess, but incorrect. Clarissa, can you steal?
University of Indiana.
Sorry, this is incorrect.
Good guess.
It's Purdue. And the team is the Boilermakers. Yeah, and that is the sound of a hangover a-coming. This is your last clue. In 2003, students protested when this Big Ten university temporarily suspended its tradition of having fans jump up and down over concern for Camp Randall Stadium's structural integrity. Clarissa.
University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Yes, indeed. The Badgers. You knew that one very proudly.
My high school best friend went there.
Your high school best friend? And so did you go to any of those?
No, she ditched me. I didn't go.
Her loss and your gain right in this moment.
Apparently, yeah.
All right, we have a tie. So ring in to answer, and if you get this right, you go to the final round. What annual postseason college football game is traditionally played on New Year's Day in Pasadena? Clarissa.
The Rose Bowl?
The Rose Bowl is correct. And after two games, Clarissa is going to the final round. Coming up next, musician Robert Earl Keen. Is he keen to play some trivia while drinking a cup of Earl Grey tea? And some pun off of Robert? We'll find out. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.